Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by bossbolly.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. Welcome to Open for Business. On a mission to transform Malaysia's fitness ecosystem, local fitness entrepreneur Chang Yi Hearn has recently acquired the homegrown multi-award-winning sportswear brand Ultron Sportswear. And now with this acquisition, Chang aims to provide Malaysians with greater and more convenient access to locally manufactured running apparel and gear whilst adding to this fitness ecosystem that he's looking to build. Welcome to the show, Yi Hearn. How are you?
Hi, everyone. I'm good. Thank you.
How have you been in the last, 2 years? Things have been a bit strange, right?
Yeah, I mean, things have been vastly different for the past 2 years. But I'm doing okay. Thanks for asking.
And what have you been up to during that period? Anything exciting you'd like to share?
For the past 2 years, business has been quite tough. And I have been focusing on sustaining businesses and pivoting to fit into the new norm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about this acquisition then. The Ultron is, it's a well-known brand here in Malaysia. What was the kind of inspiration and motivation to, acquire Ultron?
German has always been one of the biggest clients of Ultron. We have been using their shirts for 3 years, ever since we started Germ Run. Most of the running events that we organized or when we were part of it, we have been using their shirts. And I think Ultron is a big brand in the running event market, and it's really influential in the local Malaysian runners market. So it's a strategic move for us to buy over Ultron and make it part of our fitness ecosystem.
And how is that going to help with your portfolio? How's it nudging in quite nicely?
So far so good. Because over the course of the COVID-19 pandemic, even though things are getting better, but none of the event organizers can still get approvals to organize physical running events. And we have been organizing virtual runs. We have been working with partners to organize virtual runs, and we have been using our own Ultron shirts so far throughout the pandemic period. So I guess there's some synergy here.
Mm-hmm. And when it came to the actual acquisition of the company, what kind of discussions were you going through? Was it a difficult acquisition? Was it an easy acquisition? How did you raise the funds? Can you explain that a little bit to me?
It's not really a challenging acquisition because I think the ex-Ultron management, they were keen to exit the business as well because at these current market condition, we are not in the best market condition for businesses like Ultron to flourish. So, they were quite interested in selling the business as well. So we took over during hard times.
And now that you have acquired it, what do you intend to do with it? Do you intend to change it much, market it differently, anything?
There are going to be two areas that we are going to focus in the year of 2022. The first one being to streamline the operations part of the Ultron business having just take over the business, and when we go through all the operational details, especially at this point of time during the pandemic, I think having lean operations and effective operations are going to be very important. And in terms of the market outlook, instead of focusing Ultron as a running apparel, we would also like to explore opportunities to go into other sports market, such as, things like badminton, tennis, or any other sports.
Mm. Yeah. You sound quite excited about the whole thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Would this be a brand that you'd have been chasing after anyway at some point, do you think?
Ultron has always had a very, very, very special position in my heart because, ever since I was a college student when I was studying at Methodist College, they used to open up a store there at New Central, and To me, it is a really successful Malaysian-built local sports apparel brand. So for me, having the honor to actually buy over Ultron and operate it, it has been extremely honorable for me.
Was it a proud moment when you finally did, acquire it?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. You were talking about, perhaps moving into different sports, badminton and one thing or another. Do you look at obviously you do athleisure trends in Malaysia today. And how do you think Ultron could kind of tie in with those kind of trends that we see?
I think one of the strengths and advantage of Ultron is that as a Malaysian brand, we understand what Malaysians like. And I think in Malaysia, all the while, people prefer athletic jerseys that are easy to move the moisture away. So jerseys that are quick dry and that, that can dissipate heat fast. For Ultron, our signature fabric has always been the Ultron Superlight material. So it's a material that is award-winning. And, the selling part of the material and the special part about the material is that, when you're running in Malaysia or when you're engaging in any sports in Malaysia, when you sweat a lot because Malaysia is very hot, it tends to dissipate heat and also make the water your sweat evaporate quite fast.
Okay. Let's take a short break here, Yihun. When we come back, I've got some more questions for you. Ladies and gents, you are tuned in to Open for Business. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm on the phone with Yihun. He's on a mission to transform Malaysia's fitness ecosystem. He's recently acquired the homegrown multi-award-winning sportswear brand, Ultron Sportswear. And with this acquisition, he aims to provide Malaysians with greater and more convenient access to locally manufactured running apparel and gear. More on that when we come back here after the break on Enterprise on BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Business, finance, and more. BFM 89.9.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm on the phone with Yihun. He's recently acquired Ultron Sportswear, and he's on a bit of a mission to transform Malaysia's fitness ecosystem. Yihun, let's talk a little bit about that ecosystem. People who are just tuning in and perhaps don't know who you are, you're also the guy behind Jump Run and a few other things. Talk to me a little bit about what else you've got under your belt right now.
Other than the Ultron Sportswear business, actually I founded the running app company called Jump Run about 4 years ago. So that has always been one of our main businesses.
How is that business right now, and how did that business kind of change during the pandemic?
Okay, prior to the pandemic period, we used to be an app that provide ticketing solution to mass participation sports event organizers. So we work with a lot of marathons, such as Borneo Marathon, Miri Marathon, Kuching Marathon. So we used to help them to sell tickets to the consumers. And from the consumer perspective, we are a platform for people to search and sign up for running events and other mass participation sports activities. So what happened after the pandemic is that ever since the pandemic started 2 years ago, the whole mass participation sports events industry has been wiped out quite literally.
Yeah, and quite hard.
What we have been doing for the past 2 years was we managed to pivot our business and we started organizing virtual running events. So we have been working with partners. We have been working with corporate companies such as Sime Darby, SP Satir, to help them to organize virtual running events because, people have to run and people who are interested in running and collecting medals, they have to have some activities for them to do, even though it's during the pandemic period.
For sure. Now, obviously, during the pandemic period, this was the time when you managed to acquire Ultron Sportswear, correct?
Yes, you are right.
Now, How did can you tell me how that came around? I mean, I know we spoke earlier about your inspiration, your motivation to do it. But what was the timing of it like? You know, was it just something that kind of, I don't know, slid across your plate and you were like, hold on a minute, they're up for acquisition? Or had this been something that you'd been aware of for a while?
We have been speaking to the Ultron, the ex-Ultron sportswear management for quite a while. And because they have been running the business for a few years and they are also interested to exit their business. So right. I wouldn't say that it's something that happened just abruptly, but instead it's something that we have planned for a few months to take over. And the old management just simply felt that we have the resources and we have the capacity to bring this brand to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Now, there might be some people out there who talk about the idea of acquiring a new company in the middle of a pandemic as to be maybe not the best business decision. Some people might think that. You know, what's your opinion of that?
I think, you know, when the ex-Ultra management offered me the opportunity to take over their business, I actually thought that it's a great opportunity because, you know, having a fitness app and, you know, right now owning a fitness athleisure company is going to be helpful. And, you know, people are not just interested in joining virtual events, but people are also interested in looking good when they are engaging in sports activities. So I mean, definitely when we are trying to acquire a company during the pandemic period, the risk is higher. But as we always say in business, high risk yields high return, potentially.
Yeah. High risk, high reward, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Now, tell me about the how, you know, athleisure is playing an important role in Malaysia now that hybrid workplace culture and flexible working practices have become a bit of a norm.
I think athleisure has become increasingly prevalent over the pandemic period because, you know, people that are working from home increase very significantly. And when people are working from home, especially when people are staying in places like KL or the Klang Valley, most of the people are staying in places like condominiums. So usually, when they're working at home, they will have a much more flexible lifestyle. So other than working, they might fit in, you know, 1 or 2 hours of their working time to go to the gym to keep fit and keep healthy. So I think more and more people are having the opportunity to wear athleisure shirts throughout the pandemic period. And I think this is the current norm, and it's going to be the practice and also the norm in the next 1 year or so.
And with that in mind, what's your kind of, I'm not going to ask you to look into a crystal ball or anything, but what do you look at in terms of predictions for sales? Because, you know, people nowadays are very comfortable with buying things online. Yeah. So how are you looking at sales for 2022?
To be frank, I do think that sales are still going to be quite, you know, retail sales are still going to be quite underwhelming in the year of 2022 because I think retail stores are going to get a very slow recovery. And I do think that even though the pandemic situation has become better and people are calling it as an endemic right now and people started living their normal lives again, but I still do think that e-commerce is going to be the future.
Yi Hearn, thank you very much for your time today.
Yep, my pleasure.
You have been tuned in to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9. My name is Rich Bradbury. I've been on the phone with Yi Hearn. He is on a mission to transform Malaysia's fitness ecosystem. He's recently acquired the homegrown multi-award-winning sportswear brand, Ultron Sportswear. If you did miss any part of the show, head over to the website. You can have a listen there or download it for podcasts wherever you normally listen to it from. We recommend the BFM app. It's available on the Apple App Store or Google Play. For Enterprise, my name is Rich Bradbury on BFM 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with bossbelly.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.